these texting guys or three ways to do that, five ways, all these clickbaity shit. Like, it frustrates me. But I know that this is what women are searching for because that's what they want, right? And I'm going to tell you today, yes, that's what you want, but what you actually need is a deep transformation from inside. Do you know what are the top search terms on YouTube for women when it comes to men dating and relationships? How to make a guy fall in love with you. How to make a guy obsessed with you. How to make a guy like you, chase you, like you at school. How to make a guy miss you. How to make a guy fall for you, fall in love with you over text. How to make a guy jealous. How to make a guy want you, regret losing you, like you over text, jealous. How to make a guy blush. What is the common denominator in all of this? The common denominator and the keyword is how to make a guy do something, fall in love with you, miss you, go crazy about you and stuff like that. And let me tell you why this is completely wrong. And this sends a message that you want the wrong guys to want you. You are texting, and there's nothing wrong in searching for that. Like, I completely understand. I've been there, you know. I've been that woman who just wanted this guy to want me. And of course, this is the guy who you want most is the one who is not calling back, is the one who is ghosting you, is the one who is ignoring you. And therefore, you go on YouTube and you search for how to make a guy fall with you again, fall in love with you, obsess over you, and go crazy about you, right? And so, let me tell you right now, the truth is that you cannot make a guy do anything for you if you want a healthy relationship that is fulfilling for both. When you search for these terms, what you're going to find is texting guides, some sort of gimmicks, what to say, you know, touch this guy here, do this sex thing or whatever. Like, it's all complete BS because the fact that women are searching for this tells me that they're looking for something external so that the man that they want falls head over heels with her, falls in love with you or whatever. And that's why you need to stop wanting guys who do not want you. So the first mindset shift here that I want to really share today is ask you a question. Why are you so desperate? And why do you want these men who don't want you to want you? Why are you choosing someone who does not choose you? And why do you keep obsessing and typing into YouTube how to make a guy like you, fall crazy about you, fall in love with you? Understand that a guy will fall, the right guy for you will fall in love with you, will chase you and will go crazy about you if you yourself look in the mirror and work on you. There's nothing you can do, and by the way, these principles applies in relationship as well. There's nothing you can do for men to go crazy for you. You can do the gimmicks and stuff. I mean, you know, as women we can use our sexuality, we can use certain words, but that's not gonna be authentic and make you be you. It's only going to produce your short-term results that are not going to lead to what you actually want. And what you actually want is to be in a relationship with a man long-term. And so stop doing all of that. Stop looking for external things that will give you something that you will just keep this guy and make him fall in love with you. There's no making do anything for anyone. If you are into that, please go and do that. I'm not about that. I'm all about working with women and helping women rediscover who they are and actually reframe that belief system. You are Googling all of that stuff because you don't feel good enough for the right guy to be chasing you. Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS.
Well, maybe not so much Granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine man and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
Women who are in their full feminine energy and essence, who know who they are, who have self-worth and self-esteem, whose standards are high, who know their boundaries, they do not need to make men do anything because great men are attracted to that kind of a woman. A woman who is open, who is ready, right? Who wants to be taken, who wants to be to surrender to the right type of guy. So when you work on you, I want you to shift that mindset around. And instead of looking for ways to make him want you, see how you can want yourself. It all starts there. See how you can fall in love with yourself as a woman, as a human. See how you can take yourself out on dinners. See how you can put yourself first. See how you can treat yourself as a prize. Because when you do that for you, then men will do the same and you will not settle for less. You will not allow men who treat you poorly to be around in your energy, right? Because you have your boundaries. You know what's a yes, you know what's a no, you know what you want. And if a guy shows up in a less than desirable way that's acceptable for you, you either turn away and leave or you set up your boundary and you communicate. This is where this is the foundation of a healthy, authentic relationship, right? These texting guys or three ways to do that, five ways, all these clickbaity shit, like it frustrates me. But I know that this is what women are searching for because that's what they want, right? And I'm going to tell you today, yes, that's what you want. But what you actually need is a deep transformation from inside. The men who you are attracting in your life right now, who are not the ones you want, are a mirror, are a direct mirror of how you feel about yourself. So I'm going to leave you with this question. How do you feel about yourself that's attracting those types of men who you're now attracting? And why? How are you mirroring that? And why are you so desperate as to use tips and tricks and some manipulation gimmicks to make him want you? If he doesn't want you, then he doesn't want you. And as a high value woman, you can call it divine feminine energy woman, woman with boundaries, whatever you want to call it. As a woman who knows herself and values herself, you would shift that around, that mindset. So how do you do that? How do you shift that around, right? First of all, you need to dig deeper and see, what am I ignoring? What's deeper below this, right? In my work with women, what we very often uncover is that I don't feel good enough for a great man. This is deep down inside work, right? Like beliefs work, subconscious. I don't feel good enough for a great man to come into my life. Or I don't deserve love, yeah? Or I'm not worthy of love. And so when deep down inside you believe that about yourself, you're going to be settling for crumbs, right? And you're going to be looking for ways to make him want you. But when you reframe that belief system, and when you really embody your feminine flavor, your essence, when you start to really, like, you know, this love yourself thing that's really popular, and there's a lot of advice like journal and I don't know what, affirmations. But when you actually love yourself, you love all of you and you welcome all of you, the good parts and the bad parts. And you do that through embodiment technique. In my experience, that's done through embodiment techniques and tools that I teach all of my clients to do. When you breathe into the pain of rejection, when you breathe and welcome and feel into that pain of even not being good enough, right? Or when he didn't call, and you lean back and you trust. And when every single morning you wake up and you look in the mirror and you love what you see in the mirror and you love who you're becoming, that's the work, right? It's that work of stopping to constantly reach out, control. Why doesn't he love me? Out of desperation, out of fear that I'm not good enough, out of fear that I'm going to be abandoned, whatever your attachment style is, right? And it's that sense of fullness and completion. Because when a woman is embodied, and when a woman knows who she is, and when you know that you're worthy, not only know, but you feel, I'm worthy of great love. I'm worthy of great men. I'm good enough for great men. The great men will show up because they will mirror what you feel about yourself deep down inside. We always attract our equal in terms of our physical energy, intellect, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to leave you with that.